time to join the American Family Robinson again in Centerville. In our last program, we left Windy Bill at the back door of Miss Timmons' house and Gus Olson at the front, both patiently waiting to propose to her. Miss Timmons, in this romantic dilemma, slid out of a side window and went over to editor Luke Robinson's for aid and advice, and Luke counseled her to keep them both dangling. As we tune in today, we find them still dangling.
Letitia! Letitia! Yoo-hoo! Letitia! It's Bill! Are you there? Oh, there you are. Hiding. Well, you will have your little joke.
Wake up!
Oh, why, Gus.
What are you doing here? What's the idea?
Why, I was looking for...
Listen, there's something pretty funny about this. First he goes out with me, then I come back and find you opening the door. Where's Letitia?
Why, I thought you were Letitia.
Me? Are you crazy? Come on, where is she?
Well, I don't know. It looks as though the bird had flown.
Oh, the bird has flown, huh? And I suppose you had nothing to do with it.
Why, of course I had nothing to do with it. I was waiting for her at the back door. I was, I wanted to talk to her. She said she'd be right back.
That's what she told me, too. I was waiting here to ask her something.
Ask her something?
Yeah, to be my wife.
Oh, why, good heavens. But look here, Gus, you can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to, because you couldn't. I mean, look at your prospects. You haven't got any.
Who hasn't got prospects? Why, ain't you hired? I'm going to have a big office with two telephones and a secretary as soon as I wake up from the bottom.
But my good man, that takes years.
Yes. Gee, I never thought of it like that.
But you must. Why, think of it, Gus. That poor, brave little thing, struggling along on practically nothing. Going without. Starving, maybe. Why, you can't do it, Gus. What she needs is the protection and security that, that a man like me can give her.
You? Why, you ain't even started at the bottom yet.
You don't know me, Gus. I've got the best prospects in Centerville at this very instant. I don't have to descend to the level of common toil. I'm a sort of, you might call me an investor.
A what?
That's what I am. An investor, you might say, in the future. I am practically a man of property right now.
You mean an investor is better than a starter at the bottom?
Why, no comparison, Gus, none at all. Now, an investor like me could give Letitia the kind of thing she needs to make her happy. And if you truly loved the lady, Gus, you wouldn't stand in her way. You'd back out in a graceful, gentlemanly manner.
Well, maybe you're right.
You mean you won't ask her? You'll leave the field entirely to me?
Oh, no, I didn't say that, but thanks for the tip, Winkle.
Tip? What tip?
Why, about being an investor. I'm going to go and be one right away. So long, Winkle.
Now, wait a minute, Gus. You can't. I didn't mean Gus. Oh, after all, what would competition like that amount to? Come, Winkle. Pull yourself together.
I tell you, Miss Robinson, it's enough to turn a girl's head. Getting $2,000 from a house and having two proposals, practically all in the same week.
I wonder if there's some connection.
Why, Mr. Robinson, you ain't insinuating it's my money that's brought him to the point, are you?
Oh, no, not entirely, Miss Timmons. Obviously, they're both enslaved by your personal charm.
Get out.
It's just possible they may have heard about that money.
Well, of course, they both know I sold my house, but they don't know for how much.
Well, it wouldn't matter how much to Bill, just so it was something.
Why, Miss Robinson, I think you misunderstand your brother.
Looks worse and worse. Have you considered putting your money into that dressmaking shop I suggested?
Oh, land sakes, yes. I thought of nothing else until this romance come along and drove it clean out of my mind.
Well, now, that might be a solution.
If I did that, then I could be sure they wanted me for myself alone, as you might say.
Yes, 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 indeed. But I wouldn't tell them about it, if you decide to do it.
I guess you're right. That might make a difference.
Yeah.
And I'd ought to get started on it right away before anything gets settled.
Well, it's a shame, Miss Timmons, that you can't use the money for pleasure. You shouldn't have to work if you marry.
If she marries either of those customers, she'll have to. Probably have to support her husband, too.
Oh, I know it'll come to that. But when a girl gets to be my age, it's only right she should allow herself a little luxury like, a husband. But I ain't so far gone on either of them that I want to see him get hold of that money. So if you know of a place for a shop, Mr. Robinson, that's available...
Well, I'll look around, see what I can find. And then, when you get started, you can have your stalwart Lothario, whoever he turns out to be, run your errands for you, at least.
Say, that is an idea. No reason why a husband couldn't make himself useful around the place.
No.
I wonder what they're doing now.
Well, perhaps you ought to go and find out. It wouldn't do to leave them there all night, Miss Timmons.
Well, I read once that in order to have glamour, a girl has to be mysterious. And if I went back now, there wouldn't be no mystery.
I suppose not. You needn't tell them where you've been. That'll be a mystery.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, if you're having company, perhaps I'd better go.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Olson.
It's Gus. He's come after me. Don't let him know I'm here. I'll go in the next room and listen.
Well, now, that's hardly honorable.
I've got to have mystery.
Well, Gus, come on in, come in.
Boss, I'm worried.
But where's Miss...
What's the trouble now, Gus?
I just found out that I got to be an investor, and I thought you could help me.
An investor? In what?
Gee, how do I know, boss, when I don't even know what an investor is?
Well, why do you want to be one?
Well, because if I don't, the little woman will starve for years. You know all about business, boss. How do I get to be an investor?
Well, an investor, Gus, is a person who saves enough money to be able to loan some to a businessman to carry on his business. In return for that, he's a shareholder. And what helps business helps him.
That's fair enough, and a good idea, too. Yeah.
That's always been the principle upon which American business has been run. And logically enough, the more successfully a company becomes, the more returns it gives its investors. That's the reason some 10 million persons have been encouraged to invest in and own the corporations in this country.
I guess I would like to be an investor.
Well, that system is now being threatened with some radical changes. There's a new tax proposal, which means that dividends now paid to investors will be reduced if their companies are successful.
But, boss, that's no way to do. If you win, you lose.
That's the idea exactly. It means that efficiency and success are things to be penalized. Something quite new to American traditions.
But why are they going to do it?
Well, the theory seems to be that if successful companies are taxed heavily, that'll even things up. Unfortunately for that idea, the great majority of investors are people of moderate incomes who depend on their investments in large, successful companies for the only income they have.
I don't get it.
Well, Gus, for once I can echo that sentiment. I don't get it either. If you use good judgment and invest even in a small company, and that company justifies your judgment by growing large, you get punished for it by increased taxes and reduced returns.
Do you think I ought to be an investor after all?
If you have the money, you may as well join the legion of the faithful who believe that when the experimental fever is over, business will be able to increase the gains of the last few years and progress further than ever before.
Well, I'll do it then. But I guess I gotta change my plans about the little woman. I wonder, will she wait till the experimenting is over?
Oh, Gus. Gus, I heard every word. Of course I'll wait.
Letitia!
Myra, perhaps we ought to leave these two together. They appear to have something to talk over.
Well, now that's real kind of you.
I suppose it's too early to tender congratulations.
Much too early. Luke, come in the library.
Well, Myra, you don't seem much pleased with my matrimonial work. I thought it turned out very well.
Well, since there isn't much to choose between Gus and Bill as prospects, I wish Bill had been the lucky one.
Huh? Wendy's never done anything to make me want to champion his cause.
I know, but, you know, I can't help thinking that, well, if he married her, he wouldn't be staying here anymore.
Good heavens, of course. Now, why didn't I think of it? Myra, you should have told me.
I tried to, but you were too busy trying to marry Gus off.
The opportunity of a lifetime to get rid of Windy permanently, and I didn't even see it. Well, something's got to be done. Let's go back in there and...
And what?
And, tell her to wash, not to do anything rash.
Oh, she's going to wash anyway. She said so. But in the meantime, if we could only do something to better Bill's chances, she just might change her mind.
That's it. That's it. We're saved. Wait, no. No, we're not. No. Oh, how in the world can we make Windy attractive to anybody? I wouldn't take him as a gift if I were Miss Timmons.
Well, we'll just have to do the best we can with the material in hand. Now, if he had a job, for instance...
No. It's no use thinking about that. I've been trying to get him to take a job ever since he came.
Yes, I know, but... But I thought, well, with the new factory coming in, maybe you could arrange with Mr. Jason to give him a, you know, a harmless little job that sounds important, if there was something that would appeal to his vanity.
Well, Mr. Jason's scared to death of Windy. He thinks he's crazy. You remember how Windy acted when Jason was here.
Yeah.
Still, I could talk to him. They're breaking ground for construction next week. I could have Windy take part in the ceremony. That would please him.
And it would impress Miss Timmons, too.
Yes, I hate to handicap a new business with Windy.
Well, it would be only temporary, you know, Bill.
Oh, Miss Robinson, he's done it.
What?
He proposed. Oh, I just had to slip in and tell you, and thank you for all you've done.
And you, Miss Timmons, did you accept?
Well, of course. I wanted us to marry right away, but he wouldn't have it so.
Uh-huh.
Says he has to be an investor for a while first. Silly boy. I told him it wouldn't make no difference if we didn't have much to start out on.
Well, no, I don't know, Miss Timmons. I don't think he's silly. I approve of long engagements. You know, you want to be sure you got the right one. It'd be awful if you made a mistake.
No, this will be a blow to Bill, Miss Timmons.
Well, I suppose it will. And Bill's an awful dashing sort of person, too. More romantic than Gus, really. But more flighty.
There. Now, you see, Miss Timmons, you're not sure. And Windy hasn't even stated his case yet.
Well, that's true. I did sort of cut him off before he said his say.
Yeah.
And he might still be waiting at the back door.
Yes, Miss Timmons, waiting. And for what? Even while he rehearses over and over again the tender avowal of his love, what's going on? The lady is becoming engaged to another. Poor Windy. My heart bleeds for him.
Oh, and I never even give the poor feller a thought.
Well, it's not too late, Miss Timmons. After all, you know, you're not formally engaged.
No, I suppose not. Gus and me's got an understanding, but it ain't exactly final.
Well, now, you think well, Miss Timmons. Think well before you make it final. Think of Windy, going through life with a broken heart, lonely, hopeless. Why, he might do anything after a blow like this.
No, don't overdo it, Luke. This is pretty important decision for you to make under the stress of emotion, Miss Timmons. You really ought to take a little time to consider.
I guess I had better tell Gus I can't give him an answer now. Not with poor Bill in danger of having his life ruined. Oh, somehow I just can't see him breaking his heart over me. But then, that's just the kind that does it all of a heap. Oh, and he's awful cultured. Talks just like a book, he does.
The battle for the hand of Miss Timmons goes on. Gus has the advantage for the moment, but with Editor Luke suddenly becoming a supporter of Windy Bill, the outcome is doubtful. Windy, with his culture and a job at the new factory, would be hard to beat, but there are Gus's investments. If he becomes a master of finance, Bill's chances are not so good. Join us on our next program and see what happens. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Barter, directed by Martha Atwell, and produced by the National Industrial Council.